on this morning's Big Phone-In. I'm asking, how much sympathy do you have for the Australian DJs?
They started it, they instigated it, they made the phone call. They should have thought ahead.
This couldn't have been foreseen. They were playing a practical joke. How on earth could they have thought that they were going to get through to anybody? And the accents were terrible as well.
Mick's in Watford. Morning, Mick.
I go on coach trips, and there's a load of us on the coach. We all know one another. And I'm outspoken, and I turn little things that happen into comedy. Mm. But there's certain people on that coach that I leave alone. No matter what they say, I never bring them into it because I know they can't cope with it.
This baby is forever tainted by this, you know.
Jane, thank you very much indeed for your call. Margaret is in Milton Keynes.
It's not sympathy I've got for them, it's understanding.
Vanessa's in Letchworth.
I think it's a trivial thing that's happened. It's a prank joke. It does not justify world media interest in reporting it. I don't think it should ever have been reported.
Hi, Jonathan.
Morning. What would you like to say, Roz?
Well, I've got no sympathy for them either, because the fact that they made the call in the first place was very silly and naive. But then, if they hadn't aired it, no harm would have been done.
Do you honestly think, though, that they could ever have foreseen that this kind of thing would happen?
No, not somebody dying, but they could have thought that they would have been hurting somebody. Somebody could have lost their job, they could have been fined. You know, they should have thought ahead.
Professor Kerry Cooper is a professor of psychology. Good morning to you.
We're all kind of implicated in this in one form or another. And I think you do get it. They're not the only radio station that's ever done a hoax.
How much sympathy have you got for these Australian DJs, Anna?
I don't think that anyone, in any normal human being, would intend for their actions to make somebody feel desperately that sad.
Hazel is in Welwyn Garden City.
I think it wasn't a joke, it wasn't a prank, it was a hoax telephone call. And you don't send hoax telephone calls to hospitals, no matter what it's about, who it's about, or anything. And you don't make hoax telephone calls to police, to ambulance, to fire stations, anything, because it could have consequences.
Peter is in Walmer Green. Hello, Peter.
Hi, good morning.
How much sympathy do you have for the Australian DJs?
I've got a great deal of sympathy for them because I think it was aimed to be just a harmless prank.
Madeline is in Sandy.
I think it was a thoughtless thing to do. And I think one of the worst things for me was that they bragged about it. Did they ever stop to consider how that might make these nurses feel?
There is one thing, and I just want to finish this discussion this morning, Madeline, by just making this point. One thing is absolutely clear. None of us can take away the terrible tragedy of this. It is a complete tragedy for everybody involved, I think. And let's just hope that some lessons are learnt from it.
The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.